This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Fitness centers are devoted to physical health, but your mind needs to be kept healthy too. That's the premise behind a series of training workshops to be held this month in Macomb. The program is called the Brain Health Series. It's being hosted by the University of Illinois Extension and the Alzheimer's Association. Kara Allen is a family life educator with the U of I Extension. She says anyone engaged in heart-healthy activities is also helping their brain.
We many times seem to think of the brain as separate from the rest of our body, and yet it is just a part of our body. So many times in the sessions that I teach, I talk about how if there's one thing I want people to learn, it's that's what's good for their heart is good for their brain. So diet, exercise, keeping in contact with people, socialization. One of the things that we focus on in extension that a lot of people don't know about is that the more you challenge your brain, the more you keep it healthy, and that's one of the six protective factors.
What about, can you give us an example of something that is not good for the brain that perhaps people do every day?
Sitting is considered the next smoking as far as health is concerned. You know, we were always concerned about smoking, but those rates have gone down, and now they've shown that inactivity is the second most unhealthy thing you can do, whether that's for your heart or for your brain. So those couch potatoes, you need to get up and get moving.
Is the idea of brain health something that's kind of new?
Relatively new. Illinois Extension has been on the forefront for several years. We've been teaching about this topic for over 10 years. But it really is something that you really have only heard about for about perhaps the last five. And now you can't pick up a magazine without seeing, you know, eat these five foods for your brain health, et cetera. So it's really something that's coming on now. But Extension itself has been talking about it for quite some time.
Is there any validity to the idea of eating these five foods for brain health?
Well, every article has a different five foods. So fruits and vegetables, people don't want to hear that. Fruits and vegetables, there's no one special food that is the cure-all. My favorite is from an instructor that I had in an online course. Dark chocolate is good for you. Nuts are good for you. So he said, why not do a dark chocolate nut cluster every day? That was his prescription for health. But really, any of those healthy diet items are helpful. Fruits and vegetables, olive oil, that Mediterranean diet, the fish, those fatty fishes, nuts, all those things are good.
The training program, is this geared more towards older people, or is this for anyone?
It should be for anyone. My audiences are typically older adults. However, brain health is important at any age, and we're really trying to work on getting that word out to younger people because the sooner you can start, the healthier you will be. And there is some speculation and some preliminary studies that are showing that the problems in the brain that lead to Alzheimer's actually may start as early as when people are in their 40s and 50s. It's a cumulative effect. So again, you know, doing those things now certainly can't hurt and may be very important.
Where do you see this, I guess, sort of field of study going in the years to come? Are we just in the early stages?
We're in the early stages. I think Alzheimer's is going to be one of those diseases that it's going to take a long time to figure out. We know what causes it, but we don't know what causes the cause, if that makes any sense. So we understand the damage that the brain undergoes that results in the memory issues, but we don't understand what causes that damage and why some people have it and some people don't, or how to reverse it once it gets started. So there are two big areas of inquiry that we still have to look at, and I think we're pretty far away from that.
Do we know if issues with the brain are hereditary, or does a lot of brain health depend on how you treat your brain and your body during the course of your life?
I wish I could answer that completely. What we do know is that early onset Alzheimer's has a very strong genetic component. Early onset being, between 50, 55 or sometimes even earlier. The other types of Alzheimer's that are early onset, that seems to be a mystery as to exactly what happens. So I can't say that just because you smoke and drank early in your life, that's a road to Alzheimer's. Some people do some of those things and they're fine. Other people do and they develop the disease. It really is a mystery.
Kara Allen is a family life educator with the University of Illinois Extension. The Brain Health Series will be held the next three Thursdays, August 17th, 24th, and 31st. They'll take place from 10 until noon in the Macomb City Hall Community Room. They're free, but you need to register by contacting the U of I Extension office in Macomb. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.